Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The Trump administration has approved an oil and gas leasing program for part of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
The Trump administration announced Monday it will allow oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, or ANWR. Environmental groups have for decades raised concerns that drilling there would significantly disrupt the wilderness and tribes in the area. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt said the federal government will make approximately 800,000 acres of the coastal plain of ANWR available for oil and gas leasing, possibly as early as the end of this year. Legal challenges to those leases are expected. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Thank you, Karen. Governor Mike Dunleavy took time on Monday to applaud the decision.
Today was a historic day for Alaska and for this country. I want to thank the Trump administration for opening up ANWR for lease sales. As we know, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge contains more potential oil in North America than just about any other field. This is a great opportunity for this country, for Alaska. It's going to create jobs, it's going to create opportunity, and it's going to create wealth and security for our country. So again, I want to thank the Trump administration. I want to thank all those who worked on this over the decades. This is going to be a good thing for America, and nobody does projects like oil development better than Alaska. We watch out for the environment better than any place on the face of the earth. So again, I want to thank you, Alaskans, Americans, this is a great day.
A local organization is holding an event to help children in need in their return to school for the 2020-21 school year on the Kenai Peninsula, despite the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic. Love Inc.'s drive-thru Back to School event will take place on Saturday, August 22nd, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Love Inc. on K Beach in Soldotna. The aim is to provide back-to-school essentials for students ahead of the Kenai Peninsula's August 24th return to classes. Love in the Name of Christ of the Kenai Peninsula, also known as Love Inc., is an interdenominational Christian organization that works with churches and agencies in the area to provide assistance to residents in need. They network with over 80 churches on the peninsula to provide information and direction to residents in need, be it directions to a local food bank or clothes available at a church closet. In a social media post, Love Inc. said that they struggle to decide when and how to do their annual back-to-school event, but that they are going to follow guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control to ensure that their event can go on safely. At the outdoor tent event, face masks will be worn and hand sanitizer and masks will be made available. It will be a drive-through service. The organization asks for donations as this drive-through event will be providing basic essentials to fill up backpacks for students. They are collecting and distributing school supplies for elementary, middle, and high school students. That is how they'll have backpacks sorted to ensure the drive-through process is as efficient as possible. They advise that families with four or more children who plan to participate should call ahead of time at 262-5140 so that the organizers can prepare accordingly. Donation of items will be needed by Friday, August 21st at 5 p.m. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.